calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home.
Welcome to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show for another week. My name is Matthew, I'm your host, and this time every week for an hour we broadcast you lots of brand new music from the independent and underground music world of Australia and Canada. So much of it out there, and we always start the show with some older music. Generally I dip into the archives for some great Australian rock and roll from, you know, this mid-60s on. This week we're actually getting more contemporary, and we're going to be rebroadcasting an interview I did with Andy Gordon late last year. He is back in Canada for another round of touring in support of his brilliant record, New Albion. So Andy Gordon is a very fine singer-songwriter from Kangaroo Valley in New South Wales. He has a few albums out to his name. We've got Life Got in the Way from 2009, The Reverend Jorphy 2013, and 2015 record New Albion, which we featured last year very heavily on this show, and for good reason. It is a stunning piece of work. It's a song cycle based on the initial contact between Australia's first people and the British there, and he crafted some really fascinating songs based on historical fact. We had him in the studio last year when he was touring BC, and he's back, and we're going to mention those tour dates pretty soon. So we're going to rebroadcast the interview that we did, or part of it. We did a really, really long interview, and you can find that on our blog, ozstrandedradio.com. But we're going to play for you just a snippet of that interview soon. But first up, I'm going to play for you two tracks from Andy Gordon. First up, we're going to hear a song from his 2013 record, The Reverend Jorphy. It's a song called Let It Go. Then we're going to hear Circle in the Sand from New Albion. And then we're going to get into a little bit of the interview from last year. And Andy will be playing a live track from the album as well. So I hope you enjoy Australian and Canadian music, because if you do, you're in the right place. We've got lots of great new music coming up ahead as well. A new track from Scott and Charlene's Wedding from Melbourne. And we got a band that got in touch with me named President Street from Australia. I always play music of any musicians who get in touch with me. And another track to look forward to later on the show, Canadian band Douse from Vancouver. They changed the name from Alaya Ray, and their debut full-length album out is called The Light in You Has Left. So we're going to get to that pretty soon in the Canadian part of the show. But first up, here is Andy Gordon, all the way from Kangaroo Valley, touring British Columbia again very soon. Let it go.
ashes. No more fire, I'll spread him round here on the quiet and let him go now. No more fight, I'll spread him round here on the quiet.
Something new, up to you. What were you thinking? And if we turn the clock back now, would this be how we'd do it all?
Circle in the sand.
just some writing in the sand.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansem, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Tilitin, Homosqueam, Mustayo.
Thanks for tuning in to Stranded. So that was Andy Gordon from Kangaroo Valley in New South Wales. We heard a track from his 2013 record, The Reverend Jorfi. And then we heard their Cirque on the Sand from his new Albion record. And Andy is back in British Columbia to tour again. He was here last year and we interviewed him and had a chat. I'm going to get you these tour dates. So we have a show at Victoria House Concert on the 29th. Which was yesterday. And we have the 31st, Skinny Fat Jacks in Vancouver. We have a show in Chilliwack on the 1st of September, Kamloops on the 3rd, Slow Can on the 5th, Golden BC on the 8th of September, Fernie on the 9th of September, and a house concert in Caslow on the 11th of September. So we're talking about Andy Gordon. And we're going to get into right now the rebroadcast of with the interview that we recorded late last year. We're only going to play some of it because it was a long interview, and we're going to hear one live track, Lieutenant Doors, which is the lead-off track from the album New Albion. And we're going to, if you want to hear the rest of the full interview, you can go to austrandedradio.com and listen to it there. But here we go. Here's my chat with Andy Gordon late last year in Vancouver. Here we are on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, and our extra special guest this week is Andy Gordon, folk singer all the way from Kangaroo Valley in New South Wales. Andy, hello.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm so pleased that you're here in the flesh because we've spoken on the phone in July 2013. I remember that interview well.
It was a great interview. We've also emailed backwards and forwards over the years and tweeted, but it is nice to put a face to the name and to the words, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great.
So far, you've had a bit of taste of Vancouver and the island.
Mm.
Victoria, you actually had some family you didn't know about. Is that true?
Well, that is true, yes. And I learnt about Morgan and Jen a year ago. My mother visited and she hooked up with them. But I didn't really sort of think about it all that much. And then I was putting the tour together and I literally had forgotten about the fact that they were here. And my mother said, you should hook up with Morgan and Jen. And I was like, yeah. And again, didn't place a heck of a lot of importance on it. And then realised, wait a minute, I will have enough time. And so I thought, oh, well, be nice. I'm so glad that I did it because it's very interesting. They're a lovely couple. And they come from my father's side of the family. And my father disowned his family. So I grew up never knowing anybody from his side of the family. So it's quite nice. The similarities are remarkable. They're second cousins. Morgan and I look very similar. He's a muso, he's a drummer in a band called Man Made Lake. Oh. And Jen is a chef, and they own two restaurants in Victoria. They own the Pink Bicycle and the Clay Pigeon. So it's weird because my partner's a chef as well. So, yeah, go figure. And we're getting along really nicely. It's really nice to see them and to connect with them.
Andy is actually, he has just released a brand new album called New Albion.
Yeah.
It's just lovely. I've been listening to it. I want to let people know first up that Andy is, he put a lot of effort into this album. It has a deep historical theme to it. Andy, can you sum up what your concept for this album was?
Yeah, I wanted to write a song cycle based on the first 5 or 6 years of the colony. I recorded a song called Breelong Black in 2012 for an album called The Reverend Jorfi, And that spun out of a book that I read, and it got me interested in the story of Jimmy Guvner, which was, he was Australia's first black bushranger. And I guess the journey that that song took me on, and meeting Auntie Loretta, his great-granddaughter, and she's sort of taken me under her wing. So all of a sudden, I guess my awareness of Aboriginal Australia really rose. All of a sudden I had people I was spending a lot of time with, and her extended family and stories, and I just became even more interested in Aboriginal Australia than I had ever been before, and I guess I gained a greater understanding of it as well than I ever had before. And heaps of things were happening on the side of that as well, in things that I was doing with Hall and creatively and stuff like that. So I guess, as is always, nothing ever happens by itself. There's always other things going on. But everything seemed to be pointing to me wanting to learn more and read more about Aboriginal Australia. And I guess I got for thinking about the colony. And then when I started to read a little bit, I actually read The Fatal Shore first, because I really wanted to get that perspective. It was a book my dad loved. He was a historian. And I thought, oh, well, that's a good place to start.
Robert Hughes. Yeah.
And that was a good place to start, actually, because it gave me... I like Robert Hughes. I really like Robert Hughes. He is quoted as saying that supreme self-confidence is the consolation prize for the less than gifted. Self-doubt is the companion of the true artist.
Huh.
And or the constant companion of the true artist, something along those lines. And I guess that's always resonated for me, you know.
Yeah.
And it's true, you know. It's very true. Self-doubt, it walks side by side with any creative endeavour.
As a new songwriter myself, I feel that, yeah.
Yeah.
But you persevere.
Yeah, it makes you want to do better, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I guess that's the thing, you know. And to come out of the blocks super confident and thinking that you've got it all happening probably means it's pretty shallow, you know. And so I guess it's that questioning and that seeking and searching. That's what I've always done. So, yeah, this journey kind of began. And as I started to read more about it, I started to become more and more fascinated with the fact that in those first 5 years... there was the will and the goodwill and the belief and the respect between the British from all levels down to be respectful and to interact in a positive way with our First People. It was meant to be a meeting of the minds, and it was meant to be respectful and slow and steady. And Philip was a romantic, and he was a lover of Blake, and Blake referred to England as Albion, and Philip got it in his mind that he'd like to call the colony New Albion.
Ah.
That's why I've titled the album that as well. And he sort of thought that people would begin their lives afresh and start again, and that all of these convicts we were bringing over would one day become free people and good people and
model citizens,
and you know, he had this dream. And but for smallpox, maybe that would have happened, I guess. Smallpox sort of stepped in those early years of the colony and pretty much wiped out all of the First People living around the harbour. And that was devastating. And then Philip left after 5 or 6 years, and pretty much that was the nail in the coffin. And we're now in a situation some 220-odd years later where, you know, it's time for us as a nation to start thinking about this, and I guess in a small way this album's me thinking about it and hoping that other people will think about it a bit too.
Let's give people an idea of how it sounds.
Okay, well, this is the first song on the album. It's called Lieutenant Dawes. He was the astronomer. He came over and on that first fleet, and he was a bright man. He worked with Philip getting the boats across, and you know, it was very, very difficult in those days to tell where you were on the planet. You needed someone who could look at the stars and look at the sun and work out the latitude and the longitude. So he was a bright man, and when they settled the colony in Sydney in Warrane, which is what the first people called it, what we now call Sydney Cove, I guess. He quickly set up a tent and an observatory on the western side of the harbour and where we now call Dawes Point. So his name's Lieutenant Dawes. That was a very special women's business place. That was actually called Tada, and a little bit around the corner was Tullagala, but these days we call it Dawes Point. And right above that now is also where the observatory still stands to this day.
Wow.
It's where the southern pylon of the Sydney Harbour Bridge is, if anyone knows what Sydney Harbour looks like. And so Dawes made his way across the ocean. He was only here for 3 years, and he fell in love, or made the acquaintance of, no one knows for sure, with a young 15-year-old Aboriginal woman called Paddy Garang. And she taught Lieutenant Dawes an awful lot of Sydney language, First Peoples language, Gadigal language. And he documented it all very, very well. He was a scholar and a bright man, as I say, so he did a good job of documenting it. And in fact, pretty much, with the exception of a few other authors, pretty much what we know about the Sydney language came from Lieutenant Dawes and Paddy Garang. So I guess this is his song. I melded it a little bit with another guy, David Collins, who was also a first officer on the voyage. He wrote to his brother, "Invoke the kindest breeze to blow, for I hate the salt sea ocean." And I felt very sorry for him embarking on that voyage. You know, I thought, you poor bugger, it must have been months at sea feeling dreadful. He comes out as a pretty good man as well. Those officers in the First Fleet, they were all bright and they were all very, they had a heart and a soul, and I guess there's a bit of one of those but for, you know, like had it have happened slightly differently, maybe we'd be in a different relationship with our First People now. Mm. Maybe something we could be very proud of in the world, but instead it's, it's uncomfortable.
That's right. This is Andy Gordon live here in the studio.
St. Helens, then out to sea. My love, I don't want to leave. Invoke the kindest breeze. Leave like January leaves. I hate the roll of the salt ocean sea. Darling, I don't want to leave. Hear me, Paddy Garang. Paddy Garang. Loneliness is part of me. My life has been on the sea. A fear in your eyes, there's no disguise. The way you look upon me, people are calling you back. Paddy, don't leave just yet. The banks of the rivers known only to song, and he who has lain among. Hear me, Paddy Garang. static rang. Hear me calling your name. My head in the stars and my heart in your hands. Hear me, Patty Grang.
Vancouver, this is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
We're back on Stranded, so that was a rebroadcast of part of the interview I did with Andy Gordon last year at CITR in Vancouver. Andy Gordon from Kangaroo Valley, he is back again in British Columbia for another tour. I highly recommend checking him out. He's a really high-quality singer-songwriter. I'll go through those dates again. So tomorrow night, Slickety Jim's, Skinny Fat Jacks in Vancouver. Then on the 1st, we have him in Chilliwack. On the 3rd of September in Kamloops. Slocon City on the 5th of September. Golden on the 8th. And Fernie on the 9th. And Caslow on the 11th. So andygordon.com for more information. And you can find the full interview we did last year at our blog, ozstrandedradio.com. Time for some new music. And Scott and Charlene's Wedding are from Melbourne. I think they should get the award for one of the world's greatest band names, referencing a famous movie, of course. So let's hear a track that their very latest single has just been released. It's called Maureen, and from a cleverly titled album called Mid-30s Single Scene. And next up, another band from Melbourne who've got in touch with me to introduce themselves. They're called President Street. We're going to hear a track from their Involuntary Actions EP. And then I'm going to play for you again that fantastic single from Larissa Tandy, Harder, Heavier. That'll be coming up, third track. You're on Stranded. After that, we're going to get into the Canadian music.
In the forest, she has fame. dug deep because we knew all that Borat wasn't rich. But she insisted on giving a tip, and Emilio just couldn't watch. She said, "Here, boys, take a 20. And then for lunch, go and have a drink. Have a drink on me." So he did. We had a drink for Maureen.
Felt like a year. was counting down to taking you out when the weekend rolled around. My best shirt with my darkest doubts, gave myself a talking to. This time I'm gonna follow. Just a friend. The ground fell out from under me. Now I know I drank too much, but I was nervous like I'd never been. You wanted to go home. My heart was beating out of me. Felt so lucky. So the upside of taking risks, and I thought the same applied to money. You ought to save it for rainy days. You know I could never roll that away.
Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com, facebook.com/ausstrandedradio, and also Twitter at ausstranded. So, some top quality indie rock from Australia, starting out at the top of the set there with Scott and Charlene's Wedding. That's the name of the band. Their latest record is titled Mid-30s Single Scene, and we heard the track Maureen. Cool single. Another indie band from Melbourne, President Street. Thanks for getting in touch, guys. They have an Involuntary Actions EP, that's the title. And we heard Yeah, I Know. So you can be like President Street if you get in touch. Feel free if you're an independent artist from Australia or Canada. Find us online, australianradio.com, and send us an email. And then there's that fantastic single from Larissa Tandy. We played it before. We'll probably play it again. It's a very, very moving song. And, of course, Larissa is based in North Vancouver, but she's originally from Melbourne. Time for brand new Canadian music. This is a really interesting artist who I've just met in passing in central BC up here on the Cariboo. His current artist name is The Alchemist, as a single kind of all-man band, kind of world music artist. But he previously had a project called Shadows Cast, and that's what he's recorded a lot of songs under, a duo that he had this duo when he was living in Haida Gwaii. He was up there for 3 years, and it sounds like he made a lot of great music up there. Fascinating guy to chat to. I saw him perform live this morning as a solo act, but I'm going to play for you a track from his Shadows Cast record from his duo days. This is a track called Windows. And next we're going to hear a band called Old Soul Rebel from East Vancouver. And then Douse, their debut album out is called The Light in You Has Left. You might know them previously as Alaya Ray. They've changed their name. So we're going to hear a track from them. First up, here is Shadows Cast from Haida Gwaii in Canada. Thank you.
Please, please. Days. Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and